So let's explain how you can use this tool if you have an energy vampire in your life that is sucking you dry and you're looking to lovingly release them.
That's exactly what this guided meditation is designed to do. It's a very loving way of removing energy vampires. And typically when you think about an energy vampire, you can kind of see there's going to be a cord that goes from your solar plexus to whatever that entity is, whether it's a person, a situation, or an addiction. So guided meditations do a wonderful job of using visualization and kind of really getting into your emotional body so that you can actually create an emotional response in your body that will sever that cord and heal that wound very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And essentially, this tool should be used as much as possible until you feel energetically that you no longer have something attached to you.
Yeah, right.
So you can use it as many times as you want, and it may only take you once. And the great thing about this is that you can't do it wrong. As long as you listen and you visualize and you feel, you will be making a difference in your energetic body.
Yes. Go into this very, very lovingly. And in some cases, it may take a few times for the cord cutting to actually take an effect. And this is because your body gets so accustomed to having that energy drain that it actually seeks it out.
Right. And there's like a space that you've then
it's like a die-off
had period. In your life where this was a part of your life. It was a part of your consciousness where you were likely worrying about it and giving it a lot of your focus. So gently give yourself a hug after you do this process with Mike and be patient with yourself. It could take several times, but you also could be 15 minutes from now, a totally different person.
Indeed. And
so stay open.
And take this very seriously, but also be very lovingly, like what Zuri says. You know, it's serious in regards to, hey, this needs to happen. So set aside some time, put yourself in a nice situation, remove yourself from stressors, and see this as, okay, this is a medicinal practice. This is how I'm going to feel better and move forward in my life. So let me remove all the other distractions and let me create a space for this healing.
It's a self-love ritual. So you owe it to yourself and to anybody that is in your life that is healthy. They need the best version of you. So enjoy this guided meditation from Mike.
This cord cutting meditation is designed to assist your subconscious mind, your body, and your conscious mind to break free from negative people, bad habits, and toxic situations that have been stealing your energy. These energy thieves are draining your fuel tanks, keeping you from reaching your true potential. Out of the seven power centers in your body, known as chakras, the chakra that feels the loss of personal power is the third chakra, known as your solar plexus chakra. Your solar plexus chakra is located in your sternum, just behind the spot where your ribs fan out above your belly. Your chakras function like systems in a state-of-the-art rocket, each having their unique function, such as navigation, propulsion, and life support. When one system, or chakra, is out of balance, the entire rocket, which in this analogy is your body, becomes out of balance and quickly loses power. Your solar plexus chakra generates the power necessary for you to carry out your purpose in life. However, when you harbor a negative relationship in your life, that relationship will latch onto your solar plexus chakra and will leech power from you like a mosquito. This relationship can take the form of a person, a situation such as a job, or even an addiction to a toxic substance such as alcohol or bad food. Regardless, it is an uneven power exchange where the relationship thieves power from you and you continue to give without receiving. Over time, you may become conditioned to this unequal power dynamic, which invites dissatisfaction and ultimately disease into your once harmonious body. A good indicator that an energy thief has latched on is if you experience abdominal pain, tightness in the chest, a choking sensation in the throat, or mild to severe headaches before, during, and after exposure to this thief. Anytime you give away your power, you create an energetic cord from your body to theirs, or if it's a situation, it's to that thing. It doesn't have to be a person. We lose power to situations like a job or a role we play within a relationship. We lose power to bad habits like eating junk food or smoking. We often hold on to an attraction, or rather an addiction to multiple people, situations, roles, or mood-altering substances. In order for you to retain your power and refuel your rocket, you will need to make a conscious choice to cut that cord and let that relationship go. Before you begin the meditation, identify one of your energy thieves. This meditation is short, so if there are several things or people who need to be removed from your body rocket, it is best to let them go one by one. Find yourself in a quiet place where you will be undisturbed for 20 minutes. It is best to sit upright in a supported chair or lotus pose. However, if needed, assume a restorative posture that allows you to stay alert and mentally active. If you are not ready, please pause here and play once you are ready. Take a long, deep inhalation, followed by an equally long, deep exhalation. Allow your inhalation to fill your body with positive energy, and allow your exhalation to empty your body of any negative energy. Thank the positive energy filling your lungs, and lovingly allow any negative energy to be released and evaporated like mist. Now, visualize the person, situation, or habit that is draining your energy floating in front of you. Feel how this energy thief has affected your life. Feel how this energy thief has harmed your well-being and caused you to experience negative emotions. Now bring your attention to your solar plexus. Visualize a thick yellow cord firmly attached to your solar plexus. Notice that the other end of the cord is attached to the energy thief. Visualize the flow of power from you to it. feel your fuel being drained from you. Feel the weight of this cord, rich with your beautiful energy, getting heavier and heavier the more you think of the pain associated with your thief. In your left hand, you now hold a very sharp pair of gold scissors. Feel the weight and warmth of these scissors. With your right hand, you reach down and grab the heavy yellow cord. Infuse this cord with love and forgiveness. As you do this, you notice that the cord becomes thinner and lighter, and the flow of energy draining from you to your energy thief begins to reduce. The cord is now a pale yellow and is as thin as a shoestring. You know that if you pull it, it will only get stronger. So, you lower the scissors to the cord, resting the cord in between the two sharp blades. Inhale deeply, giving thanks to whatever joy or happiness that this energy thief once provided. Say thank you, cut the cord, and say goodbye. The cord is severed, and every ounce of energy from it rushes back into your body. Feel the freedom you now have from this thief. Your body no longer feels the weight that this person, this situation, this habit has made you carry. Feel the loving energy filling your body, pulsating through your veins. Your energy tank is full. You are lifted. And the pain has dissipated the second you cut the connection. You are now completely detached. Instead of looking down upon your thief as it struggles for your energy, surround it in a healing green light. This thief has made you uncomfortable, and it is during times of discomfort that we grow the fastest. So, thank the stealer of rocket fuel for the many lessons it has taught you, and wish it well. Bless it with love and forgiveness as your rocket reaches full power, and watch your fuel thief disappear in your wake. You are now safe and protected. You are free and weightless. Your power belongs to you and only you. It is now time to be the most beautiful you. Cord cutting is a practice that can be done regularly until you have achieved a permanent separation between you and your energy thief. If you need to sever multiple thieves, practice this meditation once for each person, situation, or substance until you are free of negative attachments. Free of negative attachments. are free of negative attachments. Negative attachments.